You're listening to EAA Radio. In spring of 2009, underwater searchers were looking for the 65-year-old wreckage of Gertrude Tompkins Silver's P-51D in Santa Monica Bay, California, when they found another missing plane. Self-described aircraft archaeologist Pat Maka says First Lieutenant Rick Martin Tyler and First Lieutenant Paul Dale Smith were on a navigational training exercise when their Lockheed T-33A T-Bird jet trainer crashed in the bay.
It came from Arizona. It was assigned to the Air Defense Command. The pilots were both United States Air Force Reserve pilots assigned to the Air Defense Command. And back in the 50s, 60s, and even 70s, the ADC had to maintain fighter interceptor aircraft 24/7, day, night, any kind of weather. So these proficiency flights where they would fly cross-country, training in navigation, training in night flying, training in handling an aircraft in cloudy weather, IFR conditions, instrument flight rules. They came to Los Angeles International Airport. They had dinner. They departed after midnight on the 15th of October, 1955. Heavy clouds obscured the coastline, covered the field, in fact. And as they departed the field and the normal approach to the west, either weather became a factor causing the pilot to become disoriented or possibly a flame out of the jet engine. We don't know for sure. There's no way of knowing. The aircraft entered the bay there at Santa Monica, west of Dockweiler Beach. 5 days later, a tire floated up. A lifeguard found it and turned it over to the Air Force. The Air Force identified it positively as being from a Lockheed T-33A T-Bird trainer. And because of the low level of corrosion, it had only been in the water for a few days. And that was the only trace of the airplane found at the time. There's no way to say definitively the pilot became disoriented or that there was a problem with the power plant, a flame out. We don't know. We can only speculate. But weather and the night conditions could have been a factor. At this point, there are no definitive memorial plans. At some point, family members may wish to come from the Midwest and from Georgia to go out on a boat and go over the T-33 site to place flowers on the water. And in that case, UB88.org and the dive team will facilitate it.